All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, July 8th, 2025.
Fran, y'all hold it down, Fran.
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
It's Bernice. It's who it is. Bernice.
That's Bernice?
Yeah.
HR needs to put a letter in their own file. All right. We're glad you all are here today. We will begin our meeting today, as always, with an invocation today led by Commissioner Willis, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Erickson, if you feel led to rise.
I'd like to ask for a moment of silence for those people that we've lost in the place of the board, everybody but specifically those who are here.
Dear Lord, we come to you right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for today. This is the day that you have made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Please be with the victims of those floods out in the hill country, but like we mentioned, especially those from Jefferson County. That we're still looking for two. And please give their families the comfort and the peace that only you can provide. Please be with all the first responders out there as they diligently search for those victims. And we just want to help. So I pray that you'd be with all the elected officials, the county, all the county employees, and all the community as we go through this town, and be with everybody. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We will begin our meeting with a time of public comment. If there's anyone present today who wishes to make public comment on any item that's on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you are attending the meeting remotely, you will need to press *6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment, and we will begin our agenda a little bit out of order. We'll start under County Commissioners, item A, to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Save Our Children, Know Your County Courthouse Day. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And Reverend Roberts, if you'd like to come up to the lectern, I will read this proclamation. And it reads, whereas SOC's annual Know Your County Courthouse program will be conducted on July 9th, 2025, and whereas SOC Save Our Children, along with its sponsors, partners, and interested individuals, will host children in the Jefferson County Courthouse to promote their understanding of county government by giving the opportunity to hear from elected officials and touring the courthouse. And whereas since 2003, SOC has helped nearly 13,000 young people as part of this Know Your County Courthouse program and provides tutoring services and in-school aid, reading, and counseling programs, as well as fun events for its students. And whereas SOC Save Our Children, through its continued partnership with local educators, elected officials, and community leaders, provides a wonderful learning environment for its students. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim July 9, 2025 as SOC Know Your County Courthouse Day in Jefferson County, where it draws people in the community to pursue opportunities to serve and help our children. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioners Court. Reverend Robert.
Thank you. I'd like to kind of piggyback on the commissioner. Let's keep their families in prayer that have lost their loved ones. I have to say that this is an honor, and one of our new board members who was looking forward to come here today passed away on Sunday. He was a pastor, and he had just finished teaching Sunday school. And he made the statement, he was talking about the Good Samaritan, and he made the statement to the congregation, do you know where you're going, or are you going to be one of them? And after saying that, he sat down and 5 minutes later had a massive heart attack. So this honor right here is basically for him because he was looking so forward into being and participating with Know Your County Courthouse. And for you, the commissioners, I just can't thank you guys enough for being there when we need you, when we call on you, and all the elected officials in here today. All of you have been a part of the growth of Save Our Children. So on behalf of myself, my wife, my vice president, Danny Sims, who won't say nothing no matter what I say, no matter what I do, I can't choke him and make him say anything, but he's a vital part on what we do. So again, thank you. And for those that's in the audience, if you have a chance to come by tomorrow and just see the look on our kids' face and the education that the different departments here give them, then you know why it's so important for us to do what we do with SOCs, Know Your County Courthouse. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. We wish y'all the best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you, Reverend. Appreciate you.
Amen. All right. I also want to mention, since this just came in the mail, Ms. Trinbeth's here, that I received from the Texas Historical Commission a certificate honoring the Jefferson County Historical Commission, which has earned a Distinguished Service Award for their outstanding work in 2024, and it recognizes their exceptional performance as determined by a statewide assessment of the reporting of each of the historical commissions and highlighting their above average contributions during the year. So would you like to say anything before I give you this?
Well, thank you. And we're always honored to get to do what we do to preserve the history of Jefferson County. We have 17 appointees right now. We clocked over 4,000 hours of volunteer service last year. So a lot of people doing a lot of work in Jefferson County to make sure that the historical stories are being told.
And y'all have a history of receiving this award almost every year for the last 15 years.
Yes, I think this is our grace.
Quite a track record.
All right, we'll now move to items under under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for invitations for bid for a term contract for disaster and emergency repair service and installation of electrical services for Jefferson County. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318-3327. Item B is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with the LaBiche Architectural Group for oversight assistance for storm recovery work by county's insurance carrier in an amount not to exceed $5,000 in accordance with a discretionary exemption as authorized by Local Government Code Section 262.024A4. A personal or professional service. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Thomson Reuters Westlaw for a West ProFlex online subscription for the Jefferson County District Attorney's Office for 30 users in accordance with the TexM1 contract for a one-year agreement effective July 1st through June 30th, 2026, which is for a total monthly cost of $3,648. Item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a job order contract with Preferred Facilities Group USA for Jefferson County Port Arthur Tax Office renovation in the amount of $38,955.78 pursuant to the buy board contract 728-24. Do you have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer from mosquito control for the cost of a pesticide applicator license for new employees in the amount of $250. Item B is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $3,079,815.96 to the State Comptroller for intergovernmental transfer for Jefferson County Local Provider Participation Fund for the Aligning Technology by Linking Interoperable Systems Program. Item C is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $179,878.94 to the State Comptroller for intergovernmental transfer for Jefferson County Local Provider Participation Fund for the fiscal year 25 Graduate Medical Education Program final. Item D is to consider, approve, and authorize county judges to cancel the Community Wildfire Defense Grant, number CO25-040, for the Fuels Mitigation Program with the Texas A&M Forest Service. Item E is consider and approve total electronic disbursement for $4,531,975 to the Bank of New York Mellon for the principal and interest payments for the refunding bond series 2012. Item F is consider and approve total electronic disbursement for $852,075 to the Bank of Oklahoma Financial for principal interest and paying agent fee payments for the Certificates of Obligation Bond Series 2019. Item G is consider and approve a budget transfer for the tax office auto dealer for a cost of the Port Arthur building upgrades in the amount of $50,000. And item H is regular county bills, check numbers 529717 through 529926. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Willis, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. The only question I had, Fran, was that those costs for the upgrades to the Port Arthur office were $38,955. Why are we doing a $50,000 transfer?
There was also a bid for $7,600 for the
Nemo
for cabling.
Cabling.
So there was two different bids in that backup.
You saw the cable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Question I have is, Brandon, all the horse on B, did everybody participate? Because remember one time we had a question, and I apologize, these workshops kind of threw me off.
Right now, there's one hospital that hasn't been participating. We have asked for an update on that, but the others are paying the portion of their net patient revenue.
I take it for the hospital that is not participating that they're also not getting the benefits of the program?
That's my understanding.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item B is to conduct a public hearing regarding a proposed amendment to the abatement agreement between Jefferson County and OCI Clean Ammonia Limited to transfer the benefits and obligations of that agreement to the new owner, Woodside Energy Group Limited, and to amend the abatement schedule for Phase 1 to begin in 2026 pursuant to Section 312 ITSEC of the Texas Tax Code. Do you have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We will now conduct a public hearing. So if anyone wishes to make public comment about that issue, this project, which is out on Twin City Highway, is being built by OCA Methanol. During the process of building it, they reach an agreement to sell the project once completed to Woodside Energy. And so this has the impact of transferring the rights and obligations under the abatement agreement to the purchaser, which it says in the agreement that this will be done. And it also amends the abatement schedule to begin upon commissioning of the project. So, any comment?
Judge, we'll just, we, Carl Griffith from GMJ, we, of course, brought this project to the court many years ago, and Woodside Energy, we believe, is going to be a great new community partner, the largest LNG. It's an Australian company, but it's the largest in the world, and they've already got a large footprint over in Louisiana. They want to be good corporate neighbors. That's their philosophy as a company. OCI, I talked to the CEO, I guess, last Friday, and they're still asking us every time we have some project pass by here that might be an opportunity to let them know, because they love Southeast Texas, and they said if they can take some of this $4 billion of selling these projects to build something else here or work here, they've got their ear to the ground and they've got us looking. So hopefully we'll find something else to bring more jobs here, but Woodside's going to be a great partner for Southeast Texas. I truly believe that. The people have been really good to work with over the last 8 or 10 months since projects come together. So thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judge, for what you do for our county and those outside venues. And
good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Just looking back, several weeks back, we had a workshop on that, on abatements. And so my question would be to you all, not to answer to me, but to consider whether or not the upcoming proposal and changes that you guys are going to be considering from that workshop, would they be applicable in this new, although it's transferred, abatement to Woodside?
Well, this is an assumption of the prior agreement that had already been made under the existing abatement policies. And Fred and I and Commissioner Willis, with some ideas he had, are to get together and try to incorporate the ideas that you had at our workshop. And my apologies, but we have not yet scheduled that meeting, and we need to do that. So Fred, keep pushing us about that issue. All right, anything further?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Item C is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a proposed amendment to the abatement agreement between Jefferson County and OCI Clean Ammonia Limited to transfer the benefits and obligations of that agreement to the new owner, Woodside Energy Group Limited, and to amend the abatement schedule for Phase 1 to begin in 2026 pursuant to Section 312 of the Tax Code. Item D is to receive and file an approved antiquities permit number HS1324. Amended regarding the scope of work for the tax assessor's office. Item E is consider possibly approve, receive, and file a mutual aid agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Port Neches pursuant to Chapter 418, Texas Government Code, the Disaster Act of 1975. Do we have a motion on those items under Commissioners?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Erickson, seconded by Commissioner Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Jefferson County Emergency Service District Number 3, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the appointment of Colin Garrett by Commissioner Brandon Willis to the Board of the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 3 to fulfill the unexpired term of Doug Saunders, who retired from the board as a result of his moving down to the Hampshire area. Do we have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Willis and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Visitor Center, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the Jefferson County Tourism Committee formally tabled spring 2025 hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendation for Mardi Gras, Southeast Texas, with a request of $36,000 and a recommendation of $20,000. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Commissioner Senegal and Alford, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the court has anything to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? Any other elected official?
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to thank you really quickly for all of the hard work getting everything done in the tax office, not only here but in Port Arthur has taken a huge team. So I just wanted to give a shout out to you all, to Fran and Rebecca for putting up with me, purchasing, maintenance, and Jennifer, wherever she was. This has really been an undertaking to take this on, but we're excited. We're seeing movement. Progress has already started downstairs finally for the building. And then hopefully after this approval, next week we'll get on the agenda to get Port Arthur reopened. So I just wanted to thank everybody and give you a quick update.
Thank you so much. When is it anticipated that the work at Port Arthur will be completed?
So I have my schedule and what my wish list is, but what will really happen depends on various vendors. So with approval today, I'm going to give them the word that we've got approval. They'll start next week to be in there, but we've got to coordinate with the cabling. The problem with the cable and why we had to put money in is that it was stretched to the limit, and by moving the workstation back 6 feet, there was no more wire, so they had to terminate that and start again. So with all of that and the workstation, we're anticipating maybe 2 weeks. That's getting, four different vendors coordinated between the contractor and the vendors and our MIS and maintenance. So if that all happens and everybody works in conjunction, I'm hoping for 2 to 3 weeks at the most, and then we'll be open 30 days earlier than we thought. Good. With a brand new office.
Okay.
I want to thank you. You kept me in the loop, and anything we can do on my end to accelerate that, please let me know. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Garrett, would you mind approaching the lectern? If you raise your right hand, do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will faithfully execute the duties of the office of Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 3 and will, to the best of your ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States and of the State of Texas, so help you God.
I do so swear.
Congratulations, and thank you so very much for your willingness to serve on the board. We appreciate your commitment, and we hope that you find it to be a very worthwhile experience.
Yes, thank you for the appointment, the affirmation, and I look forward to doing my civil duty. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you. All right, anything further?
Thank you, Judge. Sorry.
Yes, sir.
Just want to make sure everyone's
state
aware.
State your name this time. Last time you didn't.
Roderick Blewett. Thank you, Commissioner. I apologize. Just want to invite everyone. Mayor West and the leaders of our city are going to have a prayer event tomorrow at the Jefferson Theater for those affected by the flood. It's going to be 6 p.m. tomorrow at the Jefferson Theater. It's a citywide prayer event. So with all of the efforts and all of the times and individual places that are praying, it's a good time to come together. So just want to make mention of that as well.
Thank you. All right. If there's nothing further, thank you all so very much for being here, and we are adjourned.